Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 26th, and I am reading from the New International Version and then the New Living Translation when we get to the book of Ezekiel. Before we begin reading today, I just want us to pray that the Holy Spirit would envelop us in this time, that we would be illumined to what the Lord has for us. And while we're reading, let's come back to that refrain, Holy Spirit, guide us. And then even after we end, we want to end with prayer, don't we? That the Lord would be using this word in our life. So today, Ephesians chapter 2. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple to the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. I hope you were able to listen a couple of weeks ago to Joseph Mendham's podcast when he talked about verse 8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. He talked about the importance, yes, of faith, but that really the saving agent was God's grace, that through our faith in what Jesus has done, as we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, We are saved because of the grace of God, not because of our faith, not as if it were some kind of work that we could do, but we are saved by God's grace. And then the theme of grace continues on throughout the chapter and reminds us at the end of chapter 2, where it says that we are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Because of what Christ Jesus has done for us in the cross, we are reconciled to our Father. And then it talks about the idea that we as a body of believers have become the holy temple of the Lord. So it's no longer a place, but it's a body of believers, the church, who is the holy temple of the Lord. And together we have the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul describes believers' bodies as the temple of the Holy Spirit. So the idea that no longer do we have to go to a temple to see where God dwells, but that God dwells within our midst as a church, and he dwells within our bodies. And so we say to you, Lord Jesus, through your Spirit, guide us today as we believe, as hard as it is sometimes, that your Holy Spirit resides with us. May we be a clean and holy temple for you today. And so it is with a prayerful spirit that we continue on with Psalm 97. This is a psalm that reminds us of God's royalty again, because it begins with "The Lord reigns." Psalm 97. "The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord, before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, Lord. For you, Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil. For he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name." Before we move on, I just want to highlight verse 10 again, which reminds us that God guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. And I just want to pray that that would be the case as it relates to the Afghani Christians, that he would guard the lives of his faithful ones and deliver them from the hand of the wicked. Now let's move over to the book of Ezekiel. Today we are reading Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 20 through 26. "Then another message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, look toward the city of Sidon and prophesy against it. Give the people of Sidon this message from the sovereign Lord. I am your enemy, O Sidon, and I will reveal my glory by what happens to you. When I bring judgment against you and reveal my holiness among you, everyone watching will know that I am the Lord. I will send a plague against you, and blood will be spilled in your streets. The attack will come from every direction, and your people will lie slaughtered within your walls. Then everyone will know that I am the Lord. No longer will Israel's scornful neighbors prick and tear at her like thorns and briars. For then they will know that I am the sovereign Lord." This is what the sovereign Lord says: "The people of Israel will again live in their own land. the land I gave my servant Jacob. For I will gather them from the distant lands where I have scattered them. I will reveal to the nations of the world my holiness among my people. They will live in safety and build their homes and plant their vineyards. And when I punish the neighboring nations that treated them with contempt, they will know that I am the Lord their God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I'm reminded today that Jesus called the temple a house of prayer. And as believers, if we are the temple of the Holy God, then we are called to be a house of prayer as well. And so we pray, Holy Father, that you would fill our lungs with praise for you, that our mouths would not be used to curse, but would be used to bless, that you would give us a sense of purpose as it relates to who we are to be today in light of who you are for us. Jesus, that you have been the chief cornerstone for us, and we can build our lives and our church on you and our purposes as your followers. Throughout the day, Lord, help us to recall that you reign and that no one has power like you do, that yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.